We remember the August newsletter is out, and if you look at the prayer focus, we have the fourth one, the fourth prayer request in line with Ezekiel chapter 14. We individually cry out to God from our hearts in repentance of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we are going to look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 14 fully so that it will help us and we will understand the prayer focus for this month, why it is there in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Please let's bow our heads. Lord, we want to thank you for your faithfulness. We want to thank you for your love, for your care, for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We want to thank you for the privilege to be your sons in Christ Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And all things have passed away, all things have become new. Thank you for the newness of life in you, our Lord Jesus. Lord of glory, we thank you. Thank you for helping us to understand your word. Thank you for guiding us through. Thank you, Lord, for grace to speak your word, to rightly divide your word. Thank you in the name of Jesus for the spirit of revelation knowledge of your word. Lord, we give all the glory as we understand and know you more. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we in Ezekiel chapter 14? Okay. Please let's read from verse 1. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Shall I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak unto them and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, Repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. In Jesus' name, amen. We will pause there for a while, but remember we are to read the whole chapter. But let's first start with this verses 1 to 6. We have lots of things to learn from these things. And so again we see, then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And we know the Lord was saying all the verses concerning these elders. He said they have put the stumbling block of their sins or transgressions or wickedness or disobedience to God before their faces. And he says, should I be inquired of at all by them? And I tell you, remember, these are the people of God, the covenant people of God, the same way God gave them his word, so has he given to us. We are also covenant people of God. And so again, we see this is talking to you and I. This is talking to all the sons of God. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 29. Let's see something there. For we need to understand that in these times when we have so many wrong doctrines, so many wrong things, the problem is with us. The problem is with us. It's not that, okay, the world has overwhelmed us. No, we are the ones who have not set our heart on God, and we will understand all these things, so that we will understand why we need to repent and return back to God. Yes, we are born again, we belong to him, but as people of God, we have to make sure that we are still with our God. We have to make sure that we are still his own. The scripture is quite clear. The foundation of the Lord stands sure. God knows those who are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity, depart from sin. And so, just as he is telling the elders that stood before him, he is also telling you and I by his Spirit, for it's the same word of God. We have seen it, that those that belong to him, they depart from sin. They don't have sinful lifestyle. They have their heart focused on truth. And so, please let's read Isaiah chapter 29. Let's take it from verse 10 to verse 15. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. In other words, truth is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as these people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Now, see a key, because their hearts are not with God. A heart that is with God, let us understand clearly tonight. A heart that is with God is a heart that loves to obey God, is a heart that loves to know truth and do obedience. Obedience is our heart being fixed on God. Obedience means our heart is honoring God. Our heart is with God. And so you can see a heart that loves to know and do the word of God and keep and walk in the word of God is a heart that is honoring God, is a heart set on God, is a heart that is with God and is not far from God. And so again, you can see their hearts were far from God. And so He has poured out the spirit of deep sleep. Their eyes are not open to even understand the truth. The learned and the unlearned, they could not even have truth because their hearts are far from God. Because the heart is far from God, and a heart far from God is a heart not ready to obey God. Please, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 14. And so again, you see, these are the elders, their hearts far from God. They sat before the man of God, and look at what the Lord was saying through him. That look, their heart is with their sin. Their heart is with their sin. Look at verse 4. Therefore, speak unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart. You see, when we want to go our own way and do our own things, not willing to obey God, we have set stumbling block, idols in our heart. Our heart are not far, are not close to God. Our hearts are far from God. And so again, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet. I, the Lord, will what? Answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. Please underline that. We receive answers according to the multitude of our idols. If God is the one we love to obey, if God is the one in our heart and is close to our heart, I tell you, we will receive the answer according to the person that we cherish in our hearts. If we sow to the spirit, we reap what? Eternal life. But if we sow to the flesh, we reap what? Corruption. And we have to understand these are very basic things that we cannot overlook in the kingdom of God. And so again, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 17 to 19. Let's see something there. It will explain what the Lord is saying to you and I. Jeremiah chapter 32 from verse 17 to 19. Please, let's read it together. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in works, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. In Jesus' name, amen. So you see again, God recompenses to every one of us according to our ways, according to our doings. God sees the heart. He knows the heart that is willing to obey him. He sees all things. Nothing is hidden from him. Please, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 14. The last part of verse 4 says again, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. We remember, to the faithful, God is faithful. Please, let's open to Psalm 18 and let's take it from verse 20 to 26. You will see the same pattern. The same pattern, so that we understand when we come as children of God before God. When we are praying at home, we are before Him. And when we are together, we are also before Him. And He sees into the heart. He knows every one of us. Yes, you may hide from the pastor. You may hide from your friend. But we cannot hide anything from God. And we see His ways. God will not change. We can't say because we are born again, yes, we do anything we want, and then we still expect Him to bless us, to help us out. No, it is quite clear, the word of God. Please, let's look at Psalm 18. Please, let's take it from verse 20. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, as He recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His judgments were before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me. I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. And so again, we see a pattern. And if we also look at Galatians chapter 6, we will see it there. The Lord rewards whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And so they came before the Lord, but you can see their hearts were far from God. These people draw near me and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Their heart is far from me. Sin is an idol because we have made a choice to go against the word of God. Everything contrary to the word of God is sin and is what? Idol. We prefer to do things our own way, disobey God, and then we think we are being crafty, and we come before Him to do what? To honor Him. But no, God is spirit. He deals with the heart first and foremost. He deals with the heart first and foremost. And so again, look at verse 5. That I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. And so again, see, sin is separation. Sin is what? Separation. And so again, we see he says the house of what? Israel. And we know that another meaning to Israel is righteousness. And so he's speaking to the household of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He's speaking to us to mend our ways. Verse 6 says, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. And so again, please let's open to Isaiah chapter 58. Let's take it from verse 1 to 6. And we will understand more and more what the Lord is saying. For these people too, they are waiting on the Lord. Lord, they are praying and fasting. And they ask God that all what we're doing, you have not seen it. You have not answered us. And look at what he said in, okay, let's take it from verse 4. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with the feast of wickedness. In other words, while they were praying and fasting, waiting on God, coming to church as we do, they have not removed their own wicked ways, sinful ways. They have not distanced themselves from sinful ways, from wickedness. And he says, you shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. We all know God does not hear the prayer of sinners. John chapter 9, verse 31. And so again, if Christ died for our sins, we have to understand that sin is a barrier. Christ cannot die for our sins and we return back to sinful ways. And we see why they too came before God. They are not hearing truth, even though the words, all the books are there, but they are not hearing truth. There is a death of truth, and it's the same thing too. If you search for me with all of your heart, you will find me, saith the word of God. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. How do we seek him with all of our heart? A heart willing to know truth and do truth. It's not only just to know truth, but to do truth. So if we just want to know truth and no desire to live by the truth, we won't know truth. That is what we saw in that Isaiah chapter 29. They were drawing near with their lips, but a heart not willing to obey meant their hearts were far from God. And so there was a death of truth in the land. And it's the same thing too. If we believers born again, if we don't have it in our hearts to obey God, how can we know truth? How can we know truth? And so again, they were fasting, they will come to church, they will go through the motions, but they still strive, they still debate, and they still smite with the feast of wickedness. They still went about their sinful ways. Verse 5 says, is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness? Please underline that. To loose the bands of wickedness, for us to obey God, not to do wicked things, not to walk in wicked ways, to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. So you see a key there, wicked ways, anything contrary to truth, we have to depart from it. We have to what? Depart from it. We have to not do these things again. We have to depart from all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And so, let us see in scripture. We will look at the example pulls in Daniel and the book of Job, so that we understand really what the Lord wants. Our hearts has to return back to the obedience of Christ. That way we will find him. And when the scripture says we will find God, it means we will find the knowledge of truth. We will know him. We will know him. A heart that is not willing to obey God, I tell you, you will not find the knowledge of truth, really, and will not be blessed. We have to understand sin is actually speaking, don't want God and his blessing. If you prefer to go your own way, you are actually saying you don't want God and his blessing. For the God we serve is truth. The God we serve is holy. His righteousness personified. And we have to know these things. We have to understand. It's not only when we set before for us a graven image that we have an idol in the heart. No. When we're willfully set in our own ways, we have become idols to ourselves. We have set up idols in our hearts. But we have to understand that our heart has to be with God. Our hearts have to be fixed on him. Our heart has to be that no matter what, I will always obey God. No matter what, I will always obey God. I want to know truth to do. Then is our heart fixed on him. Then is our heart closed and cloven unto him. Please, let's open to Daniel chapter 3. Let's zero down to verses 17 and 18. We all know the story. It's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king Nebuchadnezzar set up a graven image for everyone to bow down and worship, these three children of God, they refused. And when the king threatened to throw them in the furnace, look at what verse 17 says. Hear their reply. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, see a key, even if the Lord does not deliver us, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. See a key. Whether we die in the furnace or not, we will not serve another god. We will obey our God. And that is a heart fixed on God. No matter the circumstances, we will obey God. Whether we are in troubles of life, whether we're in troubles, afflictions, sicknesses, diseases, our heart must be set on obeying God, obeying truth. And that is what the Lord is saying. Whether we are rich in worldly terms or poor in worldly terms, our heart must be set on God. These were people in slavery, and look at, they said, even if our God does not deliver us and we die there, we still will not disobey our God. We will not bow down to your golden image. We will not worship another God. And this is what we have to understand, that the Lord is asking, according as it is written, for you and I. Our heart must be with him. Our heart must be fixed on him. Please, let's open to Job chapter 13. So that as we are knowing these basic things, we will understand where we're going wrong. We will realize that We all have missed it. We have not fixed our heart on him. And so when the Lord is saying, repent, don't think it is just others. No. The scripture is quite clear. Judgment shall begin in the house of God. The shaking of heaven and earth begins in God's kingdom. And all things that are not of God, everything that is of disobedience, contrary to truth, will be shaken out of the way. And only those things that are of him, according to truth, according to the obedience of his word, shall remain. For the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. The Lord is doing a new thing in his kingdom. He is purifying his own, making them purer. We have to understand all these things. Please, let's look at Job chapter 13 and verses 15 to 16. Please, let's read it together. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. See a key, it's very profound. The same thing the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said. So this is what the Lord wants in our hearts. Look at it. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And we all know Job was in the midst of the troubles and afflictions of life, trials of life. And so we have no excuse for going sinful ways and say, oh, it's because I have a problem. It's because I have... No, the Bible is quite clear. And so Job was in the midst of the troubles of life. And he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will what? Maintain my own ways before him. In other words, I will not put my hands to sin. I will not go sinful ways. I will not give an excuse to sin. And verse 16 says, he also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hypocrite, we raise up hands, hallelujah, we shout, but our hearts are far from him. Our hearts are far from him because we are not obeying him. And so again, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. And yet, when we're in troubles of life, we try to help ourselves, sinning in the process, and we expect God to help us. And so again, we see a hypocrite shall not come before him. In other words, those not obeying, he knows all things. We cannot hide our sinful ways from him. We may hide from one another, but I tell you, we cannot hide from him. And so a hypocrite, a heart not fixed on God, a heart far from God, a heart not obeying truth, a heart pretending to those round about to be obeying, but yet is not obeying. No, that heart knows within itself that it is not obeying the word of God. And the Lord also knows too. And so again, we see a hypocrite will not come before him. Yes, we may be in the congregation of the saints, you know, together screaming hallelujah, but I tell you, God knows those who are his. Let everyone that nameth the Lord, the name of the Lord, depart from what? Iniquity. The foundation of the Lord stands sure on that. If you want the Lord to know you as his own, we have to depart. We have to now focus our lives on obedience to the word of God. We have to purpose it in our hearts to obey him. We want to put him first. We want him to be number one. In sickness, Jesus is number one. In lack, Jesus is number one. In the troubles of life, Jesus is number one. To obey, to know him and obey. All these we have to know. Please let's open to Psalm 57. So in little things, little habits, we all know we have fallen short, and so we need to repent. It's not the big sins. You see, the little foxes, they spoil the vine. It's the little yeast that spoils the dough. We have majored on big sin, and yet all the little sins, they have accumulated bigger and become a hindrance to our really having a true fellowship with God. Psalm 57. Please let's read the whole psalm together. Please let's go. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that will swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst, whereof they are falling themselves, Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake. Psaltery and harp, I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above the earth. Amen and amen. So you see again the psalmist in the midst of trouble. Look at what he says in verse 2. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. Yes, we all want God to help us in the midst of things. We all want him to help us. But look at what Job said. He will maintain his way. He maintained his way. He did not sin, even in the midst of hardship, the troubles of life. And look at verse 7 here. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. In other words, fixed on God. Those whose hearts are fixed on God, they obey him no matter the circumstances, no matter what is going on, no matter what they are in. Obedience to God. And you can see, a heart fixed on God is a heart obeying God, tied in with God who performeth all things. God who performeth all things. God who does all things for us. And so again we see, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 14. Now we understand. You know your heart. I know my heart. Let the Spirit of God speak to our heart. Our hearts fixed on him. In other words, are we obeying him? Are we seeking him with a lifestyle of obedience? Yes, we will miss it once a while. But because our heart is fixed on him, he will correct us and give us grace to hearken and not do those things again. But when we are set in our ways, ways being hypocritical, not really obeying God in little things, I tell you, we are the ones preventing Him from helping us. We are the ones preventing Him from blessing us. If you are what? Willing and obedient, He will bless us. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. In other words, He will bless us. And I tell you, not only worldly wealth, the beginning of the blessing of God is when we are knowing truth. We are knowing Him. We are knowing Him. And if you look at the whole book of Job, you will see that even in the troubles of life, Job was learning more and more about God. He was still growing in the knowledge of God. The things he did not know, even God taught him in the midst of affliction. And God was with him. The key is to one whose heart is set on God and you are obeying God, even in the midst of affliction, God is with you. He knows how to help you. He knows how to deliver you and I. And so, if we are not experiencing such things, we need to understand that these little things is preventing us from even knowing truth. It's preventing us from even knowing the scriptures. Truth should be in every household of God. Truth should be in every heart. For the scripture says, the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And so, we see a key why we have to repent and cry out to God individually now. Don't let's hide behind, you know, the whole congregation is repenting. Let us now go on to individually. God is speaking to you and I. Are you a son of God in Christ Jesus? God is speaking to you and I to watch our ways, to look over our ways, to let Him purify us, refine us, burn away from our lives the dross of sin. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit purge us of our ways. Please let's read Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 7. For everyone of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separated himself from me and set up his idols in his heart and put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Please also read Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 to 9. In fact, let's turn to it, because that is exactly what the Lord is saying. Don't let us set sin in our hearts as a stumbling block. Don't let's be set in our ways and say, oh, God cannot correct us. Or don't let us have that erroneous belief that we're in we're in God's kingdom to walk in our own ways. No, we're in God's kingdom to walk in his own ways, and his ways is according to truth. So if we are not set in our hearts to obey truth, I tell you, we may be studying the Bible for the next 100 years. We won't come to the knowledge of the truth because we have not set our heart to know truth and to do truth together. We just want to know truth and we don't want to obey truth. We will not know truth. Let's read Haggai chapter 2 from verse 6 to 9 together. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. And so again we see the reason why there's lack of the knowledge of truth, even at this time, is because our hearts are far from him. In other words, we are not obeying him. And I tell you, we all need to know truth. We all need to know truth. And so we have to return our hearts back to, we want to know truth and obey truth. We want, even in our thoughts, in our intents, in our words, in our day-to-day activities, we want to know truth. Even when we want to plan for tomorrow, we want it that the will of God, which is truth, to be done in our lives, in everything we do. And so again, we see why in this month's prayer focus, we have it there in line with Ezekiel chapter 14. We individually cry out to God from our hearts in repentance of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Any question? We will continue the rest of Ezekiel chapter 14 next Sunday by the grace of God in Jesus' name. But I will also encourage every one of us at home to also read it, for we will see there that it concerns even our nations. It concerns us, all of us, and so please read the whole of the chapter, and God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's thank God for all what we've shared, even as we prepare to pray. Let's thank him for his word, and let's obey him. Let him speak to your heart, and just let us repent under our breath before him. We know he's speaking to our hearts, so I don't have to know, just in your heart, with whisper, he hears whispers. So just let us repent before him. Even in doing things for God, we may do it wrongly, and so we all have to repent. Even in the things we think, okay, this is the right way, but it's actually worldly ways, let's repent before him. Anything not done by faith is sin. And the ways of God, they are the ways of faith, the ways of truth. We thank God that we serve a God who said, a contrite and repentant heart he would not despise. And I tell you, only God is right. Only God is right. And so we all have done it wrong. We all have not obeyed truth. Failing one is failing all. And we give him all the glory. Only God does things perfectly. And so let's humble ourselves. And remember the scripture, 1 John chapter 1, verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John chapter 1, verse 10. And we know, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so again, these are to believers. Lord, we open our hearts to you, Lord. Lord of glory, in little things, in big things, we have sinned, Lord. And we say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you said, a contrite and repentant heart you will not despise. Thank you for cleansing us all of all our sins. Individually, Lord of glory, thank you for a fresh cleansing with your blood. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, before we start praying, please let's thank him for answered prayers. Let's thank him before we pray these prayers that he has already answered. For we believe he is a God who heareth and answereth prayers. Let's give him all the glory. Lord, we thank you that you have helped us. You have heard us. You have helped us to pray. You have heard us, Lord of glory. And we give you all the glory. For you have poured down the answers. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory that every request we have made in the name of Jesus, you have answered us. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please let's read Romans chapter 8 from verse 26 to 28. First of all, please, are we there? Please, let's go. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open to Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 18. Excuse me. Okay, let's go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's open to Colossians chapter 3 and let's read verse 17. Excuse me. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. Okay, let's go. Are we there? Okay, let's go. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we are lifting up the word of God in the name of Jesus, which is the sword of the Spirit. And so let's start